Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 8th. You'll be interested to know. 80 years ago today, in 1945, the world celebrated Victory in Europe Day, marking the unconditional surrender of Nazi Germany and the end of World War II in Europe. This monumental achievement brought immense relief and joy as nations rejoiced in the restoration of peace and the triumph of freedom over tyranny. The celebrations were filled with hope and unity, symbolizing a new era of cooperation and rebuilding. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 56 degrees, with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny Thursday, with highs around 71, cooling to about 65 in the afternoon, and a gentle northeast breeze at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, a chance of rain, and a low of 49. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be just before 9:30, with a low tide at 3:30. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 52 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies and rain on Friday with a high near 55 and a northeast wind. Friday night stays cloudy with rain and a low around 50. Saturday brings a chance of rain with partly sunny skies and a high near 64. Saturday night, there is a slight chance of rain early, then mostly clear with a low around 52. Sunday will be sunny and warm, reaching a high near 71. Sunday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 49. Monday stays sunny and warm, hitting a high near 78, with a low around 56 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the New England Patriots are generating significant excitement for their 2025 season, transitioning from rebuilding to build. With promising players like Drake May and Stephon Diggs, ticket demand is soaring. Even before the schedule is finalized, several games are already labeled as selling fast on StubHub, where tickets range from a minimum of $230 for high-demand matchups to $180 for others. Fans can look forward to 9 home games at Gillette Stadium, which accommodates over 68,000 fans. For more information on tickets and stadium guidelines, check StubHub. Now on to sports. In a thrilling game two, the New York Knicks overcame a 20-point deficit to defeat the Boston Celtics again, taking a surprising 2-0 series lead. Once again, the Knicks rallied from being down 12 heading into the final quarter, cutting the deficit to 7 points with just 5 minutes remaining. Jalen Brunson, the NBA Clutch Player of the Year, secured the lead for New York with under 2 minutes left. Mikal Bridges, who scored 14 points in the fourth quarter, made a critical defensive play against Jason Tatum, who struggled with just 13 points. Game 3 is set for Saturday in New York. In local sports, last night at Fenway, the Red Sox beat the Rangers 6-4. Bregman led the charge with a 2-run single and a solo homer, while Abreu added 2 solo shots. The Sox racked up 11 hits with 0 errors. Bernard secured the win, and Chapman earned the save. Boston now stands at 19-19. Tomorrow afternoon, the Sox wrap up a 3-game series against the Rangers at Fenway. Brian Baio, with a 2.55 ERA, faces Jack Leiter, boasting a 4.58 ERA. First pitch is at 1:35, under sunny skies and 70 degrees. In top news, the Federal Reserve has issued a warning about rising economic risks, particularly higher unemployment and inflation, as it decided to maintain interest rates. Chair Jerome Powell indicated that sustained tariff increases could lead to inflation and economic slowdown. The Fed faces a challenging decision, balancing between inflation and unemployment risks. President Trump has urged the Fed to lower rates, but expectations for a cut have waned after Powell emphasized the need for patience. Meanwhile, effective U.S. tariff rates are at their highest since World War II, creating volatility in financial markets. In business news, OpenAI has announced it will not proceed with its for-profit conversion plan after discussions with civic leaders and attorneys general from California and Delaware. This decision may complicate its relationship with Microsoft, a significant investor. OpenAI will remain a nonprofit, while its for-profit subsidiary will transform into a public benefit corporation, balancing shareholder interests with public benefit. Elon Musk, a co-founder, has criticized the plan and plans to continue legal action. Although this change is a setback for Microsoft, which has invested $13 billion since 2019, a new capital structure could still benefit the company in the future. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% to about $99,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just over $1,900. And Goatsius Maximus is up 9% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Eddie Q, Apple's Senior Vice President of Services, issued a startling warning today, stating that the iPhone could become obsolete in the next decade, much like the iPod. During the Google Search antitrust remedies trial, Q emphasized that artificial intelligence could significantly reshape the technology industry. He noted that Apple's decision to discontinue the iPod was a bold move, questioning, why would you kill the golden goose? While more than half of Apple's revenue comes from iPhone sales, Q believes AI represents a huge technological shift that could challenge even the most dominant companies in the market. And in entertainment news, Matthew Broderick and Alan Ruck, stars of the beloved film Ferris Bueller's Day Off, are in talks to reunite for a new comedy titled The Best Is Yet to Come. This film, a remake of a French movie, is set to be directed by John Turteltaub and will feature a story about best friends embarking on a road trip to find one's estranged son. The actors who first collaborated in the 1986 classic have remained close over the years, previously reuniting in the film Walking to the Waterline. Production is targeted for this summer. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Greek philosopher Heraclitus. And he said, "The only constant in life is change." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.